Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, why rapping Eminem caused you to miss out on a job.
That was a little crazy, and more crazy interview stories. Plus, in group therapy, a DNA test wrecked her world.
We had little kid, drunk adult, the crazy ways people are catching cheaters thanks to technology.
Setting the bar stories and so much more. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
If you missed some of the later part of the show yesterday, you missed the blast off from Earth of the four astronaut crew of including Katy Perry and Gayle King into space there as they traveled about 62 miles above the Earth's surface.
And, about an 11-minute trip.
Yeah. And now, one of the things that we didn't hear yesterday was actual audio from inside the cockpit. This is what it sounded like once they got weightless.
One, two, three, take us space!
Woo! Did they say take us space?
Or take up space? I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Hang on.
Take up space?
What? But they had to coordinate it too.
They did. They had to agree on that.
They were like, one, two, three.
Take
up space. Like we're taking up space in space.
Space.
Yes, maybe.
I have no idea what they were trying to say there, but
I feel like they are meaning to be profound.
Yeah.
Oh, the moon. You guys, I have to tell you, look at the moon.
That's amazing. Wow, look at the blue line.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so obviously overcome with emotion there as they went to space yesterday in the Blue Origin rocket and coordinated this fun little saying.
Take up space!
Adorable cheer from space. I love it.
Does anybody know what they're saying? I don't know.
No.
I don't know. By the way, Katie says she's writing a song about the experience, which I don't know if you heard the last album.
Two.
Yeah, it's more of a threat than a promise. And also, she took a daisy to space because that's the name of her daughter, and she says daisies are resilient and all that stuff. So, and I don't know if you saw this, but Jeff Bezos, he tripped while he was trying to greet the capsule when it returned and kind of face planted.
That.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, so there you go. From the later part of the show yesterday. You also missed Kris Jenner and Khloe Kardashian's profound statements before the blast off.
Any last messages to the astronauts before they take off?
I think just great luck.
Great luck.
Great luck.
Hope be present.
Well. Be present. Yes. Good job. Good. Yes.
I mean, I'm so excited. I love the messaging that we keep receiving from the staff here at Blue Origin is don't film it through your phones. Look through your eyes, be as present as possible. They will supply all the content that we need and to give to our families, but I love just being in the moment.
You know what? Actually, as much as we make fun of the Kardashians, that's an all right.
That's solid advice.
Advice, yes. Be in the moment, for sure. So, anyways.
It sounds like they were. A lot of people are scoffing at calling them astronauts.
There was one astronaut in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They actually go up there to explore space. These were tourists.
Yeah. They did not go through the training.
But they were all called astronauts. Like when they were interviewing Gayle afterwards, like, what does it feel like to be an astronaut?
To be an astronaut, right?
The comments were blowing up. Really? Are we using that?
Is Katy Perry an astronaut?
I don't think we're going to call her an astronaut.
If she's an astronaut.
11 minutes, said hello, saw some stuff, and then came back down.
Aaron texted us and said they were saying take up space, kind of a call to action for women to claim space in whatever they pursue. So, I got it. I get it now. It was just didn't know what they were saying there.
Okay.
Now it makes a little bit more sense.
Take up space!
Woo! Yes.
All right.
Please.
All good. All right. All right, Kelly K.
So I did mention this might be a setting the bar for one star of this story, and that's a deer.
Oh.
Who wandered into the YMCA on Chestnut Street without a membership.
Oh, no.
So they called LMPD, and everybody was amazed at what a great job the officer did to keep the deer calm. Like, this deer was just kind of standing there, kind of like a deer caught in headlights.
Okay.
But you can see the body cam footage of them just kind of hanging out. And here's how it went.
Stand over here. I want it to feel like you can walk through these doors. Hi, girl. It's okay.
You must know. I'm
going to have to trespass you from the property, girl, okay? 123 Charlie. I have the deer out of the property. He's going to be standing with me right here.
Thank you, officer.
You're welcome.
Trying to get animals out?
No.
Okay, good.
I appreciate it. I think she's just tired.
Aw.
Yeah, now he did take advantage of the opportunity and ask someone walking in to take a picture.
Oh, that's funny.
So you can see his little thumbs up on his body cam. It's kind of great. So you can see the video, and of course he did a great job.
Did you say the YMCA on Chestnut?
Chestnut Street, yes.
That's downtown.
Yes, it is. And they said that because of the flooding and you know, all the storms that it's kind of causing
kind
a lot
displaces.
Of the deer to get a little, yes, displaced and show up in places you don't normally see them.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, you can check out that video. And again, great job of the officer handling everything great. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
We've all gone into job interviews and thought, oh, man, I killed it. Or, oh, man, I
blew that.
Yeah. This is probably an example of what you shouldn't do in a job interview, at least out the gate. It's a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without going to a job interview on Zoom and using a filter to hide your face, you're doing okay.
No, they want to see who they're hiring.
Yeah.
What filter did we use?
Yeah, okay. We used the egg and toast filter.
OMG!
Hi, Julia. Nice to meet you. I'm not sure if you know, but there's a bit of animation on your face.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you know this.
Bit of animation on your face.
Yeah, yeah. This is a British boss. He's interviewing a candidate who used this egg and toast filter on her face. She said,
"Yeah, hey, I'm not feeling well today, so is it okay if I don't show my face?"
I'm not sure we're going to be able to conduct the interview with this. It's not very professional.
Man, fun police there.
Uh-huh.
He's like, not. So at that point, you should be like, okay, I'm sorry, and take the filter off. Yeah, can we call a mulligan? Can we do it over again?
This might work if she's like applying to work at like a breakfast place. Maybe a breakfast restaurant. Fun, right?
Maybe.
A place that makes toasted eggs?
Instead, she doubles down.
Is there any chance you could turn it off?
I can use a different one if you want.
A different one?
Is this better?
Yeah, and she says, is this better? And she flips to a strawberry.
Come on now.
Her eyes and mouth in a strawberry as opposed to her eyes being the yolks and her mouth being the slice of toast that it was before.
Gosh. No, no. No, no. He doesn't want to filter at all.
No, she didn't get the job.
Oh, bless her heart. I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming
at
all.
I didn't see that coming at all.
I know. Do you mean to tell me I can't use one egg and toast filter when I'm in a Zoom interview?
You know what? That is filter discrimination, and you will be hearing from my lawyer.
Good luck.
I'm just expecting that to happen.
What's the craziest job interview you've been on or had?
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Would love to hear your stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. But yeah, a little setting the bar. Kind of read the room. You know,
I mean, the filter is kind of unhinged. Like, this is Snapchat, okay?
Yeah, I mean,
this is not a job interview.
Right, we've seen the stories of where someone accidentally has a filter on because maybe their kid had it on before.
And then they can't figure out how to
turn it off. Right, that's happened before. That's an oopsie. This is purposeful, and it's because...
This is not an oopsie, and I'm doing another one.
Right.
Like, you don't like this one? I'll find another one.
Right, exactly.
But
so
it's not going to be my face.
If you can manage to make it through the day without going on a job interview on Zoom and using the eggs and yolk filter to hide your face, you're doing okay.
I mean, that's already showing that she's not great at taking direction.
Right. What's the craziest job interview you've been a part of, you've been on, you've had? Maybe it wasn't going on a Zoom call with an eggs and toast filter on your face.
Hi, Julia. Nice to meet you. I'm not sure if you know, but there's a bit of animation on your face.
Yeah.
It's a bit of animation on your face.
Right, right. But
it's a bit of eggs and toast.
Terry said, I interviewed with a small company owned by a husband and wife. They conducted the interview together, kept talking about how much of a family they wanted the company to be. Then they said they really liked me, felt like the daughter they never had, lots of compliments, et cetera, et cetera. They were all like, it's certain we're going to hire you. We love you so much. We don't really care to see other people. You're perfect.
Wow.
A few days later, they sent me a text to say that they had hired someone else.
Oh, wow.
The text read like a breakup, honestly.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, we're kicking you out of the family.
It's not you. It's us.
Oh, wow.
We
that
just...
That is unfortunate.
That's
what
rough.
What a bait and switch.
That's rough, right?
Oh, Sam said I had one interview where they didn't inform me that all the other candidates were also going to be on the call. It was like a reality show, two managers versus nine candidates fighting for the next round.
Wow.
There were some polls and some questions and even a task where everyone picked an image and explained why they picked it. It was the weirdest, so full of cringe moments, I didn't get the job.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me, I once applied for a job a long, long time ago up in Indianapolis, and it was when I was working in a different city. It was like a game show.
Really?
You know, sent the audition to the station. I got back a congratulations. You have made it into the top 50. It was like being on American Idol or on The Voice or something like that. And so I was like, oh, great. And so they're like, please do this now. And I was like, okay, I'll do this. And then, you know, a week goes by. Congratulations. You've made it to the top 20. I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, this is great. All
right. Moving on to the big prize.
No, I'm like, all right. Great. What's next? Okay. All we need from you now is to do this. I'm like, okay. All right. So I do this. A couple weeks later, congratulations, you've made it to the top 10. I'm like, wow.
Oh, wow. That's
top
a lot of
10.
Tears. That's a lot of
wow.
tears to move through. Sure, yes.
Yeah, Kelly, you're telling me.
All before you talk to anybody.
Hook, line, and sinker, I'm
yes.
all in. I'm like, yes.
yes.
Get me to
yes.
the final round. Come on.
Absolutely.
And so then. We need this. Answer this questionnaire. All right, I guess I'll answer this questionnaire.
Okay, all right.
About a week later, congratulations, you've made it to the top five. I'm like,
you
wow!
made it to the top five!
Top five!
Yes! I'm almost there!
I'm almost there!
Top of the job mountain.
Show me the money!
You're going to be like a manager at this point, aren't you?
And so then, do this. And I'm like, okay, I haven't even had a phone call.
I was going to say, what all did they need you to do?
Right, then do what I need to do, send it. A few days later, congratulations, you've made it to the top three. I'm like,
oh my Lord,
wow!
I'm out.
I'm like, okay,
you're
let's do
distance.
This.
Over what course of time is this happening?
This is like over a month.
Oh my gosh.
Over a
okay.
month.
All right.
Maybe 6 weeks.
That's a long time.
And then I get a, I'm sorry, we went with someone else.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
oh, wow.
Wait, what just happened?
15
oh
levels
my
of hoops
gosh.
Only to get a sorry and you never got to talk to anybody?
Yeah, and I got the form letter back that was like, thank you so much for your interest in this position.
Oh.
So anyways.
Wow.
Kyle said at an interview many years ago, we somehow got into talking about Eminem, one of my favorite artists at the time. The CEO, who was also in the interview, asked me to rap some of his songs.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. What is happening right now? We're rapping Eminem in a job interview?
The CEO asked him, oh, you like Eminem, do you? How much do you like Eminem? Why don't you rap some Eminem?
Girls go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
And so Kyle said, I said, I don't know how to rap. He egged me on.
Oh my gosh.
I said,
No,
thank you.
Can we get back to talking about the job?
Right, right. And he said, this grown adult man then slumped in his seat and pouted and said
Shut
nothing
up.
For the rest of the interview, which
Shut
ended shortly after.
Up.
I stood up for them to lead me out. Nobody shook my hand.
Oh my gosh!
I did not reach out after that interview.
What is happening? What in the world kind of place was that?
It's like,
you interviewing,
why don't you rap?
Eminem's assistant?
Knees weak, arms sweaty, there's vomit on my sweater already. I don't know. Mom spaghetti? What do you want? What do you want?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, I would have asked, all right, well, can I pull up one of the tracks? I'll rap with him.
What's the craziest job interview you've been a part of? We'll do a couple more here.
Pete, I was interviewing for this company, and for the interview, two sales managers decided to take me to a bar and start drinking. LOL. Plus, one guy was talking about how hot his girlfriend was. What is that? What are these jobs?
Oh, shoot. And then finally, Gina said, he started the interview by, I hate it here. This interview will be 20 minutes instead of the 45 minutes.
Oh. Okay.
And we managed to finish it in less than that. Needless to say, I didn't work for that company.
It's almost as if, like, he's interviewing to replace himself.
Right, right. The hiring manager's like, you don't want to work here.
Because I don't want to work here.
You don't want to work here
anymore.
Trust me, you don't want to work here.
Wow.
All right, those are good stories. I like that. My favorite. Hey, rap some Eminem for me.
Like, what? I wasn't prepared to perform.
Right, exactly. All right, there. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K, what do you got for us?
So Haley Osborne is a mom, huge Disney fan.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were talking about the kid from Sixth Sense.
Oh, no, no, no. Haley Osment.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
Different. Different. Haley Osborne. She's a mom.
Okay.
Huge Disney fan. Reworked the lyrics to an iconic song from The Little Mermaid to reflect her mom life, and it is perfection.
Laundry and dishes aplenty. Meal plans and schedules galore. You want Magna tiles? I've got 120. But who cares? No big deal.
Yep.
They want
more. Yeah, they want more.
Of course they do.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to be where the grown-ups are.
Where the grown-ups are.
I want to talk without interruption.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What's that word again? Sleep.
Sleep. Sure, yes. Yeah. All right.
Isn't that great? You can see the entire song. She is pretty fantastic. I mean, that sums it all up. That's mom life in a nutshell.
Mom life.
Mom life, especially of littles. You can see it at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
All right, let's get to some group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please call me Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Been a long-time listener, never imagined I'd be riding in with something like this, but here we are.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, my fiancé and I took one of those at-home DNA tests just for fun.
Okay.
We were curious about our ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it was more of a let's see what quirks we inherited kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But the results completely changed everything. Turns out, we're half-siblings.
Oops.
Not kidding. We both went completely silent when we saw it. At first, we thought there had to be a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But after digging and confirming some family details, we were both adopted under separate circumstances, never knew our biological parents. It all lined up.
Mm.
We share the same biological father.
Oh.
So here's the thing. We've been together for nearly 3 years. We met as adults, fell in love completely naturally. We're planning our wedding. He's my best friend, my person. And now I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
We built a whole life together, and in the blink of an eye, it feels like it's all been shattered.
Aww.
We haven't told anyone yet, not our families, not our friends. We don't even know how to talk about it without, you know, being met with horror or judgment.
Mm.
All we've done since finding out is cry, argue, and ask why now over and over again.
Mm.
Is it wrong to still love each other? Can we even move forward, or will society and our own families destroy us for something we didn't choose or even know?
Oh, geez.
Please help. I honestly don't know what the right thing is anymore.
Ay, ay, ay. You loved them. You loved him. He loves you.
This feels so unfair.
It does.
Again, that was never a part of their world before like this. And, yeah. And had they not taken the DNA test, they probably wouldn't have found out.
Wouldn't have found out. And that's kind of where I am. It's easy for me to say, but go back to, if you can, before you knew anything about the DNA test, and maybe just consider adopting if you want kids. If you don't want kids, that's fine, whatever. I don't know. Like that's what I would consider.
Especially if
maybe you don't tell anybody, it ends here.
No, they've been together for 3 years, so apparently none of the family members have connected the dots.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't. Oh gosh, this feels so awful. I mean, yeah.
I honestly would probably just not tell anyone, and maybe you push the wedding date back if it's coming up, you know, soon, just so you have time to kind of process everything, because that would be weird if the wedding was like next weekend and you're like, you know, you're still feeling this weirdness about it all. But if you can somehow get through this mentally, I mean, that's your person.
Caitlin says they might need to break it off in the future. They mentioned the kids thing because it's too close in the same, you know, gene pool.
Yeah.
And, you know, and again, Alexis says, honestly, this is so common.
Yeah.
Really, so Alexis thinks they don't need to tell anyone if they want to have kids. That's kind of an egg or sperm donor,
right? That's kind of what I was thinking too. Is like, if you can get over it mentally yourself,
yeah,
maybe you just keep that. That's a secret that you two have that maybe brings you even more together.
Or like, you can't unknow that fact.
Well, I know you can't
and then
unknow
does
it.
Like, eat away at you, yeah, down the line. I don't know. I married my brother.
All right. 502-795-1997. I don't know if you've ever experienced a huge shock before you were getting married.
And this is one you can't change.
Right.
I mean, you can't change that.
Right. Right. So more so, if you ever had a huge bombshell dropped on you right before you're getting married, you know, maybe that experience can help kind of wade through this. I don't know. 502-795-1997.
Can't help Aaron not be his sister.
Not be his sister. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's that, of course. So we'll get to some of your stories and calls on the way with group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, no.
Is it too soon? Is it too soon? Is it insensitive? Is it insensitive?
It's a little insensitive.
Is it insensitive?
It's insensitive.
Our listener Erin's situation where she found out that her fiance is actually her half-brother. Okay. All right. I'll stop that.
Oh, goodness. Listen, this is just tragic because they've been together for 3 years. Family doesn't know, obviously. No one's connected the dots.
Yeah.
Except for this DNA test. And so now they're just stuck. Like, can we proceed? Do we just not tell the family? Like, what do we do? Got a text from a listener. One of my daughter's friends made the sandwiches with their cousin. Now they're getting married.
I mean, did they know they were cousins?
Yep, the whole time.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can't help who you fall in love with, right?
Uh-huh.
Another listener said, we had kids via IVF with a sperm donor and always told them when getting involved with potential partners that they need to ask if donor 3847 means anything to them.
Wow.
They're like, wow. Yeah, those numbers ring a bell somehow. They're like, all right, next.
Oh my gosh. Alexis says there's all kinds of Reddit stories about this. It's becoming increasingly common with sperm donation. I read a story about a married couple who did DNA tests to look for their birth parents. They already had two or three kids together before they found out were siblings. In the end, they stay together. I'm sure there's a whole community they can reach out to for support.
Yeah, I kind of go back to that. I'm sure there are people in your same situation. You could always take another DNA test and see if there are different results.
Yeah, that's the cable guy said. Maybe it's wrong.
And then if you get different results, take a third one to see, you know, where it all falls with that. But I kind of am staying in the camp of, if you guys are in love, you found your person, you met under no weird circumstances, and it's not your fault that you happen to be half related, don't tell anybody and just go forward.
I know. Can you fully get past it mentally? Stop with the banjos. Stop with the banjos. Lindsay on Facebook says, oh my gosh, this doesn't even seem real. I'm so sorry this happened. I don't think you can get married. First, I don't think it's legal. Second, I think it's a moral issue. This could come at a huge detriment. Again, if you have kids, your DNA is so close. I don't think you can just ignore it and move on with life together because you're always going to know that's your brother.
Yeah, I mean,
over time, the type of love you have for each other will change. He still can be your person. Siblings can be that for each other. But man, when you have romantic love.
I was going to say, I'm sure they've had romantic love at this point, right?
Right. How do you switch that to sibling love?
Right. You can't. You can't. Oh. And that would just feel terrible to break up over something like this. And maybe you do consider not having biological children and go a different method. You know, we have another listener that said, I have a first cousin, married our third cousin. They knew they were. They lived together before they fell in love. Then now they have two kids together.
Okay.
At the wedding, I asked my husband, what side did he want to sit on? Oh, he said, what do I mean? And I just explained it to him, and he just looked at me.
Hilarious.
And, I mean, we joke. It's not an easy decision, that's for sure.
No, it's not. And if they were adopted by different families, it's like, I think they could probably slip through the system because they don't have the same last names or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, hey.
As far as getting a marriage license.
Good luck. And keep us posted on what you end up doing. I mean, I don't know how soon the wedding is, but
Right. And only you can figure out, okay, can you get past your knowledge of your connection to be able to have a life together and not have it constantly be something you're worried or thinking about?
Listen, I say go for it. You only live once.
Stop. Is that going to be, they're going to walk down the aisle to the banjos? Is that the wedding music?
Stop. Oh my gosh. Like, so why do you want dueling banjos as your processional? I mean, canon in D seems a lot more appropriate, but okay.
No, sir.
All right, there you go. Good luck. Keep us posted, honestly. And we'd love to hear a follow-up when you can give it.
I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, I mean, rooting for you for sure.
Oh gosh, that's tough.
That is group therapy. Can we play a fun little game called Little Kid Drunk Adult?
We can.
Okay, indeed. This is. Yeah, you're going to hear three stories, and you just have to determine whether the stories are from that of someone who was just a little kid,
or drunk adults.
A drunk adult.
I've heard it before.
Yeah. All right, first one.
It's one time I poured hot tea on my stepdad's lap on purpose.
Oh.
On purpose?
Yeah, sounds kind of retaliatory.
That makes me want to say little kid, because I feel like an adult should know better even if you're drunk.
Oh, okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, my. What in the world?
My stepdad was always talking trash to me. So when I was 25 years old, one time I got hammered and confronted him on why he always treated me this way. So he had the nerve to say that it was because I always had crap for brains. I didn't take that too well, so I took a pot of tea and dumped it in his lap when he wasn't looking.
Wow.
I feel like some counseling is in order for that family.
Wow. Okay.
Wowzer.
All right, little kid, drunk adult. You're 0 for 1, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
0 for 1.
I accidentally kicked a soccer ball off of my grandpa's head, breaking one of his front teeth off.
Ouchie.
Wow.
Ouchie. And again, I feel like the obvious answer is a kid.
Is it an obvious answer?
Well, I feel like yes, because...
Soccer?
Kids are playing soccer.
Adults
right.
can't play yes. soccer?
I mean...
We don't have professional soccer teams here in Louisville.
Adults that are going... Drunk adults playing soccer.
We have an employee here who teaches soccer. And goes out and plays league soccer with his friends, and
he's not drunk.
They have beers afterwards.
Afterwards, you're not playing while drunk.
Okay, sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
What's your answer?
Okay, fine. I'll say you since you think it's not
you're
necessarily.
You're putting it on me. You're putting it on me.
I'm trying to read your face. No, I'm sticking with little kid.
Little kid. All right.
Little kid.
I was a little kid.
There it is.
Yes, you were.
There it is.
Okay, you almost talked me out of the right answer. This is how I did not do well on multiple choice tests.
I was playing soccer in the house, and I kicked the ball as hard as I could.
Yeah.
And my 88-year-old grandfather was walking around the corner right as I kicked the soccer ball. And his teeth were really old. So when the ball hit his face, his front tooth cracked right in half.
His teeth were really old.
Really old.
not only just Gramps not as was
strong
88
in his youth.
Yep, his teeth are really old. Have you ever done anything like that in the house, like thrown a ball or kicked a ball or thrown a frisbee or something in the house and broken something?
Oh, sure. Yeah, my kids have. They broke one of my favorite little ceramic birds I have on a sofa table.
We had growing up a room in our house that had a sloped ceiling, right?
Uh-huh.
And so at the very top, at the peak of it, it was probably like 15 feet tall.
Yeah.
And so my friends and I would always come over and we would throw like balls against that wall all the time. And, broke several things.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
All right. So one right, one wrong. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I laid in dog poop while I was naked.
Oh.
Wow.
Really could go either way.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've had to say that story.
This is either a really drunken night.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Or just an innocent little kid running around naked.
Yeah. Could be. What are you thinking?
I'll say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
All right. I need to hear the story.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
What kind of a night did you have, lady?
I passed out naked on my living room floor. My puppy snuggled up to me while I was sleeping.
Aww, adorable.
Mommy's sleeping.
I took a dump during the night.
Oh, puppies will do that.
Puppy dump.
I woke up immediately covered in my dog's poop.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I was too tired to get up and wipe it off, so I just rolled back over and went back to sleep.
No, she did not. You get up and you power through washing it off.
I'm telling you, though, after you've had a night, there are some times where you wake up and you're like, I still need sleep. And you don't even care.
That wow. is a All right. special level, though.
That is a special level.
Of drunken stupor. If you're sleeping knowing you're sleeping in puppy poop. Oh, yep. God.
All right. 2 out of 3. Ain't bad, Kelly.
Oh.
Little kid, drunk adult there on 99.7 DJX. Technology has made it more and more difficult. Here are some ways people are catching cheaters via tech: app usage, checking screen time history. Like you can view all activity there with screen time and see which apps are used the most and at what times. Caught cheating there. Travel history. You can take a look at their Uber. Trip history on the app. It shows pickups, drop-offs, receipts, all that stuff. Google Maps, real-time location sharing. That's something that my family does, is like we share the location on Google Maps where we are. So you can see like little dot where each member of the family is. So
we're on Live 360.
Yeah, so. It's same deal. Yeah. Same deal, right. Searching for keywords, like using the search bar in like a WhatsApp messaging system or messages or emails or something like that. These are ways people are actually snagging and catching cheaters thanks to technology. You know, looking
recently deleted folder.
Yeah, recently deleted folder. You're looking for items in your search item like affair, guilty, love, miss you, meet up, things like that, phrases like that.
Wow.
People are searching phrases like that. You know, I mean, obviously, if you have a suspicion and you are having to go through these hoops to try to catch your partner doing something, then there's some other problems, right?
Absolutely. There's an alphabet trick. I'd never heard of this before. In Google search, type each letter of the alphabet to see what pops up.
Oh, yeah. It'll give you like, yeah. So if you do that, Google will try to finish the word
right
or sentence that you're writing. And mm-hmm. so if you type in that and you see something, you're like, huh, why would this be a thing? You know, then maybe you can...
How to cheat on my girlfriend without her finding out.
Right, exactly.
Why'd you search that?
Hunting for hidden apps, all that stuff. They can be tucked away in hidden folders. I mean, even just financial transactions. Like most banks and everything have apps, right? And so just checking the unusual bank transfers, cash withdrawals.
You stayed at the Marriott this weekend?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that you were at the Marriott this weekend.
Oh, honey, that's a restaurant. I went to the I went to a restaurant.
You just said were at Steve's.
Steve and I went to a restaurant at the Marriott. Uh-huh. We went to
It was a charge for a room.
A restaurant.
That's a room charge from the Marriott.
Definitely a dang you! Yeah, so it's made it tougher. I mean, for people who don't have to worry about this, we can just sit back and go, suckers.
I mean,
you people,
that is
suckers.
A lot of effort to go through to find that information. I mean, if you need to sleuth, that's how you sleuth.
Yeah, but things like the Google Maps or real time sharing location where, you know, you forget you're sharing your location and it's like, hey, why were you here? You know,
yeah, if you're going to your secret girlfriend's house, you might want to turn off your location share.
What
you're saying?
But then that's even guilty. It's like
1,000%. Like, especially, why'd you turn off your location?
Yeah, exactly.
Were you going you didn't want me to know about?
Oh, I think my phone died. But you were texting me. Oh, I was? Oh.
Wow. This is why you would not be a good cheater.
I would be terrible.
You're revealing to everyone that you would suck at that.
Yeah.
Which your wife should appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to know how technology helped you catch a cheater.
Love thriving off of drama, don't you? Tell me when you got about it.
Listen.
We are
listening to our audience.
Oh, you're just the conduit.
That's right.
They love the drama. You're just the messenger.
Our audience has said, listen, when you do boring stuff on the air, we're tuning out. We need stuff that keeps us. Yes.
Bring the heat.
That's what we're trying to do. All right. So tell us how technology helped you catch a cheater. All right. 502-795-1997. Hannah's got a Fitbit story to share.
Oh.
Coming up. Interesting. Oh, on 99.70 JX. Technology's helping catch cheaters. How has technology helped you? Got a text from a listener. My friend had a weird feeling about her boyfriend, so she put parental controls on his phone and was actually able to see every text message, every app he got, every phone call. A little insane, but he was cheating, so hashtag worth it.
Wow.
Yeah, Hannah said, so my boyfriend and I synced our Fitbits to do a step challenge together. Cute, right?
Adorable.
One night, noticed his heart rate spiked at 2:43 in the morning while he was, quote, asleep at his friend's house.
Oh, no, no.
Either
he was
having a nightmare or cardio of a different kind. Spoiler, it was the latter.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, done in by the Fitbit heart rate.
When the heart rate monitor says, hey, so-and-so is doing some
cardio at 2:43 in the morning.
I was going to say, they're in zone five right now, and it's in the middle of the night.
Wow.
Interesting.
Melissa, we were at a party, and someone named Emily Hart airdropped him a photo right in front of me.
Oh, gosh.
Thought it was a mistake until I saw the photo. Let's just say it wasn't PG. Neither was their conversation. Thanks for the unintentional confession, Apple.
Oh, my gosh. Got another text from Lexi. Said, my ex went to a party I wasn't allowed to go to for some reason. I didn't pay any mind to it. But then later that night, got sent some nudes from a girl that he sent my number to. Then proceeded to call me minutes after, saying the girl sent them to me to make me jealous.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Okey-dokey. Adorable. Adorable. Lisa, he was in the shower, left his Apple Watch on the bathroom counter. A message popped up from Jessica Peach emoji saying, still thinking about last weekend.
Oh, no.
Smirk, winky face. I stood there like, wow, so am I, but for different reasons.
What is with everybody labeling with emojis?
Don't know.
Contacts.
That is a surefire giveaway. Like, right? Isn't it?
Like, wouldn't you label a contact if you have to as a don't pick up or something like that where, I don't know.
That still looks suspicious.
Does it?
If someone goes through your phone, for sure.
Yeah. We did get, by the way, a message directly to you, Kelly.
Oh.
From Keith, who says, not necessarily a cheating story, but technology helped me follow Ben and Kelly. Like when Kelly uses big words like sleuth and I have to Google them so I know what she means. Remember your audience, Kelly. Sorry, Kelly with her Purdue college education here.
I'm so sorry.
Not everybody has a college education, Kelly, like you.
Sorry. Should I word use like detective? Do we know what detective means?
Oh gosh. Hey, listen. You're skating on the condescending path here, all right?
Okay, sorry.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
Poor Keith is just trying to keep up.
All right, Keith.
His little nimble fingers are sitting there typing all the words into Google trying to figure out what you're talking about.
Thank you for the note. Okay. Jessica says, he said he was working late, so I pinged his location using Find My iPhone just to see if I could drop off dinner.
Oh, that's so cute. Yes.
A supportive girlfriend.
Yeah.
It showed him at a hotel.
Oh, okay.
I went there.
Oh.
And guess who I saw in the elevator? With a girl giggling next to him. Dinner plans changed real quick.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's, again, the example of the whole, like, sharing your location. Fine.
Oh, I didn't get dinner for two. I just got dinner for one.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I didn't get dinner for your guest.
Sorry, I didn't know.
And you are. I'm the girlfriend.
Right, exactly. I didn't know you had company. Okay, interesting. Yeah, we were here for a meeting. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
All right, so anyways. Okay. Good stories. Your pain is our entertainment, so thank you.
Wow. That's so callous. That was really callous.
At least I'm not using 12th grade level words, Kelly.
Sleuth, I'm so sorry. You know what? But that's what you come to us for, too, learning. You can learn new words. Listen to Ben and Kelly.
All right. There you go. Thanks for the stories. Now time for a phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. My husband has a colonoscopy coming up next week. He's a little nervous about it. I think he'd be a great person to call with a little phone tap, right? LOL.
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper needs to call Andre from the health clinic to go over a few things before the appointment. By the way, Robert Hassenpepper, not a real person. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hi, this is Andre.
Andre, hello, Robert Hassenpepper calling from health clinic about your colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah, that's next week, right?
Oh, that's right. So this is just a reminder call about a few things. You probably got an email about this, but you'll need to switch to clear liquids and that special drink the day before the procedure.
Right. Really looking forward to that.
Oh, it's not too bad. Then you'll have your colonoscopy on Wednesday morning. I'm just checking here to make sure the procedure room is reserved.
And check to make sure the doctor knows what they're doing. Right.
Oh, well, actually, there won't be a doctor in your procedure room.
What do you mean? Is this done by someone else?
Well, sort of. We've been experimenting with artificial intelligence and using robots to help with the procedure. You've probably read about things like this.
I guess so. So how does that work?
Well, you probably know that for the colonoscopy, there's a tiny camera on the end of a tube, and usually the tube gets inserted into your backside by the doctor.
Right, I've got that.
Well, then the doctor can go in as far as they need to, you know, to take a look around. Well, here's the thing. With the kind of insurance you have, it's too expensive to have a doctor do your procedure.
What do you mean?
Well, with your lower level of insurance, we're going to first of all have an intern do the initial insertion.
An intern? Do they know what they're even doing?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, how hard can it be, right? They're just sticking it in there, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that needs to be done right.
I'm sure it'll be fine. So then we'll have a robot take over from there. It's all computerized. There's a computer program, you know, that controls the procedure automatically. A little robot arm pushes the tube into you little by little and, you know, hopefully makes all the right twists and turns and gets it through your intestine.
Hopefully. Isn't there a doctor operating this thing? I mean,
nope. There's no one in the room, just the robot. It's got two little arms and they kind of feed the tube into you like they're unspooling a garden hose, you know what I mean?
Wait, I mean, what if something goes wrong?
Oh, don't worry, Andre. These things they're doing with robots these days are amazing.
So I get the budget automated colonoscopy? No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not having a machine pushing a tube into my keister. I mean,
well, really, it comes down to the insurance that your husband signed you up for. There's not much I can do, but there is good news.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, Hank is listening to this on the radio right now, and he might be able to help you out.
On what radio? What are you talking about?
Andre, it's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay, and you're on 99.7 EJX right now.
What? Come on.
Yeah.
Serious? Really?
Hank put us up to
it. Oh, my God. That's nuts. I cannot believe this.
Hey, Andre, good luck with the procedure next week. I'm sure it'll go fine.
All right. Thank you. Thank you a lot.
And then spooling it like a garden hose.
To be fair, it's less awkward with a computer, right?
maybe, yes.
Speaking of someone who's had several colonoscopies before.
Where do I look? Where do I put my eyes?
Exactly. It's like you have a room full of people and it's like, oh.
You know what? Maybe Robert Haas and Pepper is onto something, right?
Maybe. Sign me up with the computer one.
There you go. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 EJX. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do. Sure. Situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through today without getting naked and showing everyone your little teapot at Disneyland, you're doing okay.
That is not what we should be doing. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so this 38-year-old guy decided, well, you know what? I'm going to take off all my clothes and jump on the Tiana's place and climb it and show everybody my little teapot.
A man is in custody after trespassing at Disneyland and roaming around naked. That's video from there. This happened yesterday at the park's New Orleans Square. Workers tried to steer away visitors from that very disturbing sight as that man climbed one of the buildings, exposing himself to the people below and anyone within view.
Yeah, that's ABC7. And look.
Wow.
You know, it is a Bourbon Street sort of motif and theme there. However,
yeah.
Parents and kids there were definitely getting the full Bourbon Street experience.
They don't need to see any of that.
Yeah.
None of that.
Yeah, you know, police, you know, pulled him in. He, not surprisingly... public nudity, and then, yes, under the influence of narcotics. So, yeah.
Okay. Probably got a free outfit at jail, too.
Yes, maybe.
Probably.
So there you go. I don't know what your plans are, you know, this week, but maybe if you are planning to head to a trip place like Disneyland.
We keep our clothes on.
Yeah.
That's all we got to do.
Yeah,
keep our clothes on.
Yeah,
don't climb things.
That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX. Our listener, Erin, not her real name, is in an impossible situation with her fiance.
I mean, her world's literally been turned upside down.
At least impossible from kind of the optics of it. I think that, man, every time I think about her situation in the fact that she and her fiance took a DNA test and... You can draw the conclusion as to what they discovered.
Found out they share the same father.
Yep.
They're half brother and sister.
Yeah, yeah. And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, you know what? Maybe you just need to throw that DNA test away and just say...
And pretend like you never
You know
took
what?
It?
Let's pretend like that never happened. Easy
maybe
for me to say. Easy for me to say.
Assume it was wrong. Toss it out. Never do that again.
Yeah. Assume it was wrong. Yeah. Let's not take another one. Or you could take another one and see if it actually was wrong. So
because, you know, they've been dating for 3 years.
3 years.
And I'm assuming they've met the families, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You're planning a wedding. You've gotten engaged.
Yep.
And they haven't put two and two together.
No. No, so yeah, anyways, it is kind of a tangled web. You can catch yourself up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show or listen to it all there as well at Ben and Kelly Show. What else, Kelly?
Gosh, I mean, that's a lot right there.
It is.
That
it
is a lot. You
yeah.
can always follow up with a lot of these stories we talk about too at WDJX.com.
Yep. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.